first story today, the U.S. government says it's made progress in an effort to relieve some of the shipping problems that have clogged up the international supply chain. The government does not control that chain. It's largely made up of private port operators, trucking companies, railroads, and warehouses. But the Biden administration is putting its support behind a plan for the Port of Los Angeles to operate 24/7 and for large companies like Walmart, Home Depot, and UPS to ship more goods at night. California's Port of Los Angeles is one of the most congested ports on Earth. 40% of all the containers shipped to America come through here and at the Port of Long Beach. Economic analysts and trade leaders say this is a step in the right direction, but that it won't make a major impact in supply problems. It's estimated that round-the-clock operations will increase container flow at this port by 10%. The supply chain problems are complicated. They've been made worse by a worldwide shortage in trucks, computer chips, chemicals, and other goods, and different COVID-19 restrictions, which keep many transport workers from moving freely. Other efforts are being made to address shipping problems. Ports in the state of Florida say they have not seen the delays that California's have, so officials in the Sunshine State are trying to encourage shipping companies to unload there, even though that might mean sailing from the Pacific through the Panama Canal to get to Florida. So for some ships carrying billions of dollars in cargo, it's a question of what takes longer and costs more, waiting to unload on the West Coast or sailing to Florida on the East Coast. Organizations in Florida are rushing to hire more truck drivers who are needed to pick up the unloaded containers and take them to warehouses. The trucker shortage is said to be the weakest link in the international supply chain, and the evidence of that stretches to Georgia's Port of Savannah, the nation's third largest behind those in California and New York.